The vote on the Republican tax cut plan could come as soon as tonight. Senator John McCain, who was thought to be on the fence, announced today that he will vote for the bill. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking this morning.
We're in the stretch. You know, horse racing is kind of a big deal in Kentucky. We're going down the home stretch, headed toward the finish line either late tonight or early tomorrow.
And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi responded.
Today in the Senate, the Republicans are racing for it with a tax scam with catastrophic consequences for America's working families.
Joining us from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we heard McConnell say he's optimistic they're going to get to the finish line tonight or early tomorrow. Is that right? Is that expectation realistic?
That is the plan as of now, and there are signs in McConnell's favor. Of course, as we always say, this is a very narrow margin in the Senate. They only have 52 votes. They need 50 to pass it. But one positive indicator already today, Senator John McCain announced this morning that he will vote for the bill. He was one of those senators who was we were watching as a holdout. So all of the momentum is in the direction of McConnell's favor.
There have been other holdouts, though. For instance, this morning, Senator Susan Collins from Maine said she's concerned about the elimination of the federal deduction for state and local taxes. What are some of the sticking points?
One thing we're watching now is where they're going to end up on this corporate tax rate. Right now, the bill reduces the tax rate from 35 down to 20%. There's an effort by some Republicans like Marco Rubio of Florida and Mike Lee of Utah to raise that to 22% because it would give them more money to have a fully refundable child tax credit. That would be more money that goes to middle class families. And I do think that that sort of debate we're in right now also suggests that there are some Republicans who are sensitive to the fact that they want this bill to do more for working families.
Would any of them actually vote no, though, if they don't get the concessions they're asking for?
That's a great question. And it does not seem likely that at the end of the day, either a Marco Rubio or a Mike Lee will be ultimately be a no if the corporate tax rate remains at 20.
Where did all the concerns of the deficit hawks go in the Republican Party? This bill, as analysts have pointed out, is going to add a lot of money, more than $1 trillion to the debt.
You know, I always say that deficit hawks are always the loudest when they're not the party in power. The argument Republicans are making here is a familiar one. And what they're saying is that they believe that these tax cuts are going to generate an economic boom, that they're going to increase jobs, they'll increase revenues, that will cover the cost of the bill. There's not a lot of economic precedent that you can point to say here's proof that that's going to happen. But this has always sort of been the core philosophical argument from Republicans for tax cuts.
In fact, there's a lot of evidence that points to the opposite happening,
Absolutely.
Which is that tax cuts don't end up paying for themselves. Now, the House version of this bill did not address health care, but the Senate's bill would effectively repeal Obamacare's individual mandate that people
Right.
buy health insurance. It seems like there's a lot in this bill that's not directly related to tax cuts, including opening up drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. What else is in this thing?
Those are two good examples of sort of non-tax-related policies that Republicans are trying to use to dismantle the ACA and a long-running goal to open up ANWR. One other thing is a good example of the things we're kind of going to be looking for if this passes the Senate and gets into the next negotiation phase is these differences between the two bills. Another difference is in the House bill, they also do something that's they've repealed the Johnson Amendment, which would essentially make it easier to politicize from the church pulpit. It would eliminate prohibitions on churches being able to endorse candidates and keep their tax-exempt status. The House gets rid of that. That's one of those issues that they're going to have to work out and something that, particularly from the conservative right, is really popular and would like to see included ultimately in this bill.
Now, you mentioned the next negotiation phase. This would go to conference is what you're talking about there. Is it likely there are going to be any hurdles down the road?
There's going to be a lot of hurdles. If they do pass that Senate bill this week as planned, the goal is still to pass it at the end of the month. But there are still fundamental differences between the two bills. One big
right.
one to watch for, the Senate bill makes the middle class tax cuts temporary.
Right.
The House cut makes them permanent. They're going to have to figure that out.
NPR's Sue Davis. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.